This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis Cooperative, providing innovative solutions to tomorrow's agriculture. The June Cattle on Feed report offers some of the latest trends from the cattle feedlots. We will hear more from USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell with some of the details on this month's report next.
When TarSpot showed up, Sky Scout was already on it. Before widespread reports, before it was making headlines, before many growers even knew it was there. That's what happens when your fields are being monitored throughout the season. Sky Scout from Landis Cooperative helps identify disease pressure, crop stress, and other yield-threatening issues early, giving you the information you need to make timely decisions. Because the earlier you know, the more options you have. Talk with your Landis representative or call 515-817-2100 to learn more about Sky Scout today.
The June Cattle on Feed report offers some of the latest trends from the cattle feedlots. USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell provides some details.
11.68 million head of cattle on feedlots with a capacity larger than 1,000 head. That was 2% higher than this time last year. There was 1.7 million head of cattle placed in feedlots during May. That was 10% lower than a year ago. And 1.55 million head of cattle that were marketed out of feedlots. That was 12% lower than a year ago.
McConnell explains why there are more cattle in feedlots than a year ago at this time, and says a big reason is a slower inflow and outflow of cattle.
We still have more cattle in feedlots than we did a year ago. A lot of that is coming, though, just because we have relatively slower flows going into and out of feedlots. On the placement side, it has improved a little bit from a month ago and over the past couple of weeks, particularly in the southeast part of the country. But overall, tight cattle supplies is what's driving the day in the sense of fewer animals out there, and they're much pricier than they have been in past years. That's encouraging a lot of cow-calf operators to, I think, keep their animals on pasture.
That was USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. Also on our website, you can find the podcast episodes of our daily radio show, Iowa Ag Matters. That's all found under the podcast tab, and you can find it at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.